Off the Rails, episode 2, coming at you, NBA free agency. Myself, Cody Grant, along with Ryan Horvath. My favorite time of the year when it comes to offseason in any sport, it's the NBA offseason and free agency. It's been a fun one so far. LeBron James moves out west, shifts the power to that Western Conference even more. Ryan, just so many moves going on already.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Do you?
I love NBA free agency.
I'm going to come off as one of those I missed the 90s NBA guys.
Where everybody stays in the same team?
Yeah, I'm kind of that way. You know, I always liked when there was rumors like back then, like Reggie Miller to the Knicks, which never ended up happening. Or when Barkley finally left Phoenix and went to Houston and joined with Olajuwon. And Clyde Drexler still couldn't get it done. Still got beat in the Western Conference Finals by Utah. But yeah, man, I liked the loyalty. I do like it, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like it's a video game. Like it's NBA 2K every single year.
That's kind of the reason why I love it.
And I hate it because every year now I have to buy a new video game. Hey. I used to just wait like every 3 years and buy NBA because you could make like a couple deals here and there. But every year now, your main superstars are on different teams.
You know, you can just download the rosters, right?
Well, I know that you could do that, but I got to get the new soundtrack and things like
speaking
that.
Speaking of NBA 2K19, Giannis is on the cover of the standard edition. That's for sure announced.
Well, he's the king of the East now.
Yeah, he is the best player in the Eastern Conference. You can talk about Joel Embiid up there as well. Nah. Kyrie Irving also. Those guys are up there, but Giannis is the best player in the Eastern Conference. I just wish the Bucks had the best roster in the Eastern Conference as well, which they do not.
I think overall Giannis, until those guys actually play 82 games in a season, I'm going to go with my number one player in the East right now. Like, Joel Embiid is a superstar, but I still have concerns about his injuries.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Until he actually plays 82 games.
Joel Embiid is a force, but
he's unstoppable.
We have to make sure he's healthy before we can go that far, putting him over Giannis. Right now, Giannis is the king of the Eastern Conference, but let's talk about some of these moves because there's plenty going on. Right before we started this podcast, by the way, J.J. Redick, re-up with the 76ers for $12 to $13 million. We talked about LeBron at the top of this. He, of course, signed with the Lakers 4 years, $154 million. And then right after that, a bunch of dominoes fell. Lance Stephenson came over to Lakers, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and now JaVale McGee is a Laker. So that roster is making a lot of moves. And they're in talks with Tyreke Evans right now and possibly Nerlens Noel.
I'm pretty excited. I'm not going to lie. I want to see if they keep most of those young pieces or if they try to put a package together because Kawhi Leonard, I know, still wants to go to L.A. Obviously, the Spurs don't want to send him to L.A. and then deal with him for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years playing with LeBron. The 76ers still want to make a play for Kawhi Leonard, it looks like.
But the Sixers don't want to give up Simmons, Embiid, or
they don't
want to
give up any of. Yeah, they don't want to give up their three best
players. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I kind of laughed at that report. But I am excited for LeBron to go to L.A. I feel like this move is not to win an NBA title for the first time. Like when LeBron makes a move, I don't think he's going to L.A. I mean, obviously he wants to win a championship and wants to contend, but I don't think they're serious contenders with all those young pieces there. I think this is just because it's a good place to retire. It's a good place to move your family. Los Angeles is the bigger market, the biggest market. So after basketball, he'll have plenty of opportunities, although he would anywhere because he's LeBron James. But I was a little bit surprised. 4 years, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I was
always... The biggest contract he signed since he went to Miami the first time.
I was always speculating that he would sign a 2-year deal with a player option on the second year, which he's done the last several years. And you mentioned it's not a move that he's going to expect to win a title with, because you look at this roster right now, they're not even close to good enough to compete with the Warriors or even the Rockets, in my opinion. But you have to look at next season when you have Kawhi Leonard being a free agent. They, of course, are not looking to get rid of their young talent for Kawhi Leonard in a trade scenario right now because they believe that, I think Magic Johnson believes, he can sign Kawhi Leonard as a free agent outright next season, and then you have Kawhi and LeBron moving forward with those young guys like Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, possibly Julius Randle. He's a restricted free agent right now. They're meeting with him later on today. So all that comes into play with LeBron, but I think, it's what's best for him and his family. And also, I think LeBron, he is a businessman. I don't think it's too far-fetched to believe that he'll end up in management at some time in the future with an NBA team.
Or he'll be like Scottie Pippen, wherever the hell his role is with the Bulls, you know,
whatever, something like
he'll
that.
He'll be like, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of guys find roles with organizations to kind of stick around the game. And mainly, I mean, organizations just want those guys. Like, the Bulls want Scottie Pippen there just because he's a legend. He's Scottie Pippen. So when he's sitting courtside, it helps you draw free agents. Well, it should. It doesn't for the Bulls.
Yep.
But I mean, you know, that's they want their faces there.
They're talking about Rodney Hood right now.
But it's huge. Yeah, I laughed at that. Also Jabari Parker, though.
Yeah.
We can talk a little bit about that. But I think this is my favorite LeBron move ever because I've hated LeBron for the past decade. But this move is huge because it finally opens up the Eastern Conference. We were talking about this when we hosted the draft show about how many careers, coaching careers, and how many teams LeBron James has ended. I mean, he ended Dwayne Casey with the Raptors. He ended the Chicago Bulls run with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and all those guys. He ended the Atlanta Hawks team that won over 60 games and sent five guys to the All-Star game that year. He's the Eastern Conference killer. So finally, LeBron's gone. This opens things up. Obviously, Boston is going to be the hot pick, right?
I mean, you got to expect Boston to be the top team right now. I mean, last year they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, pushed LeBron 7 games without Kyrie Irving and without Gordon Hayward.
But still, see, that's what's so fun about this now is the Bucks could actually become legit contenders in the Eastern Conference because, yeah, the Celtics are going to be the top team. I mean, they're loaded with talent, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. But, I mean, one of those guys goes down, which you don't wish upon anybody or any team, and we've seen Kyrie Irving go down plenty. And, I mean, you got a shot, man, in a 7-game series, especially because you know Giannis is going to develop his game over the summer. We don't even know who the hell is going to be on this team. So I'm pretty excited overall. The biggest surprise for me over the weekend was Paul George staying with Oklahoma City.
That was surprising because all the speculation was Paul George was going to go to the Lakers, and then he signs with saying he wants to play with Russell Westbrook, and you got Carmelo Anthony still there. They may buy his contract out, but Paul George is going to be with OKC. And
there's no shot Carmelo Anthony's on that team.
Going back
year.
Really quick to the Kawhi situation with the Lakers, I think they expect Kawhi to sign with the Lakers next offseason, and that's kind of what I think they thought with Paul George would happen. George gets traded to OKC. They take a risk, and they are able to re-sign him.
That was a great move by Russell Westbrook to host that house party and get Paul George all fucked up and make him forget about the fact that he could have played with LeBron James. And instead, he's going to go back to Oklahoma City where he averaged like a career low of 22 points per game. He's going to get like 13 field goal attempts because Westbrook's just going to pull up from half court. But I give him credit, man. I give him credit for going back to Oklahoma City, to tell you the truth, because if I had the chance to play with LeBron, I'd probably have to do it.
Absolutely,
what about you, Bart?
I would.
What about me? What about me?
Would you have went back to Oklahoma City and played with Russell Westbrook, or would you have went and tried to win yourself an NBA title and made a shitload of money in L.A.?
So with Paul George staying, he can actually make more money, right? Like, at first, because I saw Windhorse talking, oh, no, he's an idiot. What's he doing?
Yeah.
But then the numbers came out. He can get a bigger max deal in a couple of years. And
he got $137 million for 4.
But then he can parlay that into another. Yeah. So he's a Thunder for life.
So, yeah, he'll pretty much end up getting 2 deals out of this, guaranteed, rather than have to go to L.A. and play for another big deal before he hits, what, like 32, 33 years old. So this is the best move financially for him.
The Thunder is such an interesting case of a team that had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant.
Right.
And now they were desperate to get Paul George. What are you doing?
Freeman.
So a podcast is going on and nobody invites me?
No, I like just started talking.
Well, you got to interrupt. You don't have to stop because of me. Go ahead.
No, I was talking. Well, I was saying, I hate my partner, Chuck Freeman.
You don't let me stop you.
And the sooner that I can do a show full time with... I couldn't think of anyone that was funny to say that didn't just get fired.
I was going to say RIP.
Well, when's the last time somebody got fired from this place?
Wasn't that Sunday?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Huh?
Full-timer?
No.
Oh. Oh, you haven't heard? You haven't got the email yet?
No, this is Cody. And
who
Ryan
is this guy?
Horvat.
Hey, you're on my show now, Frames. I'm the captain in here.
Well, I came in and
Neverland.
I don't have anything to say.
You want to talk some NBA free agency, Frames?
No.
No.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing here.
We're going to do a little World Cup in about 20 minutes if you want to stick
around for that. No, we are not. Don't even say that. Don't even joke about that. You can find that on the Winks Thinks podcast.
Yeah, I haven't done one of those in a month.
I was going to say, I haven't seen one. I thought we were going
to
do top 10 albums of the
90s. I just think that it's interesting. What I was saying was, it's interesting, Chuck, that you had a franchise with Harden and Westbrook and Durant, and they fucked up on two of them, and they got the worst MVP of the three, and then they were desperate for Paul George, and now they're giving him all a bunch of money, and they're never going to let him leave.
Are you using all your good material on this podcast, which nobody's going to listen to anyway?
Hey. You don't know that.
Cody's girlfriend and Ryan's wife will
yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
She's not listening to this shit.
No, probably not.
My wife's not.
My girlfriend won't even listen
Bullshit
to this.
She won't.
No, she listens to the WWE podcast, but she doesn't care about sports.
These millennial women, they just care about themselves. I was walking, I was golfing the other day, and this guy was walking in, millennial, about Horvath's age, and he was walking in with his wife. His wife was carrying a baby.
Okay.
And you know what? She didn't give a shit about the conversation a big star like me is having with her husband. And she didn't give a shit about me. She's just walking in with a baby, and she didn't give a shit about her husband, for that matter. Okay, and, you know, it was just like, God.
I'm so lost.
The women, you guys got to put up with your age, man. Are they all that way?
Cody's like, I got to listen to Bart and Chuck talk enough and not talk. And
Pretty
now they're
much.
Doing it on my fucking podcast.
They're going to do an NBA podcast. I'm going to get Chuck coming in and talk about millennial woman.
I'm going to leave then. I just wanted to talk about LeBron. I mean,
well, no. You stay.
No, what?
We got to talk a little LeBron here.
So in other words, I leave.
No, I want your take on LeBron going to L.A.
Yeah.
We just did this for 4 hours, didn't we? But I think I'm fine with it. It's just going to be odd to see him in a L.A. Laker jersey. But as long as he's out of the Eastern Conference, I'm okay.
Dreams.
I like LeBron.
Did the Bucks overpay for Ersan Ilyasova?
Well, just go to my Twitter account. You'll see.
Yeah, how much did they overpay by?
By $20,999,999. Yes. Too much. I have more in my pocket than what they should have paid for Ersan.
Do you think the Bucks find a way to keep Jabari Parker?
This is a tough question. That's a tough question. It really is. Because who knows how the Bucks. I want them to keep Jabari. I think Bart wants to keep Jabari. But whether the Bucks are in concert with us, that's a different story. I don't think so.
Who would you rather nail in their prime? Cindy Crawford or Farrah Fawcett?
I just never was a fan of Cindy Crawford.
Me either.
Just never. She just never spun the wheel for me.
I think Farrah Fawcett's still hot. Is she still alive, actually?
No, she died. She died the same day Michael Jackson died.
Oh, I'm thinking of, who is the mom on Step by Step? She's like still smoking hot. Suzanne Summers. Love her.
Oh, no. She's kind of a space case.
Well, no. I don't care.
I'm going to go for Summer Sanders.
I'm not going to date her. She's 75.
Is she that old already?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, you're talking about the girl from Grease Company.
Summer Sanders. You
love
know her?
Love her, too, yeah.
She was on Double Dare?
Yeah.
I don't know her.
She was an Olympic swimmer.
Summer Sanders?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Wasn't she like NBC for a while too?
Growing up. Who was your guys' first love growing up? Like you
Did
just
I just
love
this whole thing.
Jennifer
off?
Love Hewitt.
Topanga.
Yeah. On Party
Boy
of Five
Meets
are you
World.
Talking?
No, on Party of my wall that I
Party in your pants?
Yeah.
Mine was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Who?
That's everybody's.
Topanga. No, that was mine.
Is that a one-word person?
One-word person. I think her last name was Lawrence.
Okay.
Topanga Lawrence.
How about...
Her real name wasn't Topanga.
I was a Kelly Kapowski, Saved by the Bell, Tiffany Amber, Thiessen
I was
guy.
Belinda Carlisle. You know who that is?
No.
Okay, see?
Golden Girls?
There you go. That's why I shouldn't be doing a show with you guys. I'm out.
All right, well, that's Chuck Freeman. You can check him out at the top of the hour each day.
With an award-winning update.
He'll tell you about Robert's Specialty Meats. Washington Bullets, the Marquette Warriors, and any other useless information from 1974. So, Bart, anyway. So what, anything surprise you in free agency so far?
Here's my thing with LeBron.
Okay.
It seems odd to me, and I get what he's doing. And even if the Lakers, let's say they go to the finals in 2020.
Yeah.
And 2021 and 2022. The fact that he's almost willingly saying, okay, I'm not going to go to the finals in 2019. Even if he goes to the next three after that, it's weird to me that he would like punt a year. It's like
I know.
He's punting a year. Now, again, you can never underestimate LeBron, but it does seem to me like he's willingly saying, I understand I'm probably not going to make the finals this year, and that's okay because we'll make it maybe the next year. That's weird to me for him.
It is really weird.
Also, too, you got to think, don't the Lakers have a brighter future than the Cavs would?
But then if you wanted to go see...
Philly.
If you want to go to Philly.
Yeah.
Or, Philly. You're still going to run the East.
Philly would have been the best situation for him as far as winning a title, right?
I feel like he was like, do I want to win another NBA title or do I want to live in that shithole, though?
But he would have had a terrible time in Philly.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to live in Philadelphia. It's a dump can.
No. He's not going to go, you're either in Bel Air or Philly.
Right.
You're not going to do the
Fresh Prince reference. I like
Fresh
it.
Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
So he's going.
Exactly. You don't go backwards.
Great show, by the way.
But
you go to Cleveland to Philly. Oh, it's the same fucking city, but there's a cracked bell. Good for you. LA's where it's at.
Yeah. I feel like even if they find a way to get DeMarcus Cousins, they still don't finish better than fourth in the Western Conference. Even with LeBron, DeMarcus Cousins, Lonzo Ball. The Warriors are probably going to win at least 67 games this year. I think now they're going to be more hungry.
Yeah,
with
now
LeBron
they're
going
care.
To the Western
yeah.
Conference, now they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Because they did not care this year.
I think they had to. I think Houston, they got to find a way to keep Clint Capella, though. Well, yeah,
they lose Trevor Ariza.
Everybody's like, oh, he shot 1-for-18 in game 7. I'm like, yeah, but that's your best defender. And he has to cover 2 spots on the floor because you got like 3 guys.
So why did he go to Phoenix? For the money?
For the money, yeah.
For Shaq and Kobe 2.0.
Because Houston has to find a way to pay Clint Capella, too. If they lose him, they're fucked. They're back from like... even with Chris, they gave Chris Paul a shitload of money.
Yeah, way overpaid.
He's getting old, man. He can't move the way he used to. And he's a liability.
I don't think he's that good anymore.
He's banged up, too.
But then every time I see his stat line, it's like 30-8.
But would you rank Chris Paul as a top 5 point guard right now in the NBA? I think I would. I think he's a top 5 point guard right now.
I don't know.
If they can't keep Clint Capella because they gave Chris Paul all that money, then they fucked themselves not only this year, but for like the next 10 years too.
How many more years does Chris Paul have? Like as an elite level player, maybe one, maybe two?
How about I tell you a guy and you tell me who you'd rather have over Chris Paul? John Wall.
I'd rather have John Wall than Chris Paul. I don't care what anybody says.
I would too.
He's a better defender.
I would still take Chris Paul over John Wall.
You're living in the past then.
No, I don't think this
you
year.
You probably had one good year on him on 2K12 or something.
No,
bullshit.
That's not true.
How about Kyle Lowry?
Chris Paul.
Yeah,
I'd rather
have
Lowry.
I think I'd go Chris Paul over Kyle Lowry.
No.
He just disappears in the playoffs.
How about Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving. Absolutely Kyrie.
I think Kyrie's a top 10 player. People call me crazy.
Westbrook.
Yeah, I would too. Although Westbrook and Harden, because they could work together. We've seen it before.
Who's another good point guard?
Steph Curry. Obviously.
I would take, you guys are going to roast me for this.
No,
one.
Drew
Holiday.
Not gonna say,
I'd rather have fucking
no,
Drew Holiday
no, are you kidding
than
me?
Chris Paul.
No, I'll
take Paul. Yesterday's yesterday.
I like
news.
Mike Conley a lot, though, but he's another guy that
Mike
can't
Conley.
Stay healthy.
Fuck, I'd rather take Shabazz Napier.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, don't get crazy.
Come on, man.
don't get
okay,
crazy.
Okay, here's a question that I want to do on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
What day is this airing? Fucking Wednesday?
No, we're
just
going to
throw it out
today.
Okay, good. Good call. Otherwise...
We're not going to say this for Wednesday.
We already know the.
Okay. Would you want Jabari Parker on the Bucks if Jabari Parker played his last 3 years with the Bulls? If Jabari Parker hadn't been a Buck, because we're very attached to him.
Yeah.
We got to keep Jabari. But he was just a free agent sitting out there. Would we say, that guy will fit into our system? We probably wouldn't say it. We probably wouldn't bat an eye at Jabari. But since he's here, I know I bleed for him. I want him here. I'll pay him $20 million. The fuck do I care? But if he was with someone else for the last few years, I'd probably say, what the fuck do I want that guy? He don't play defense, and he sucks.
And he's always hurt.
What a bust.
He's got.
That's what I would say.
No, that's a good point, because I think a lot as fans, we're loyal to certain players that are not as good as we think they are, that we kind of overvalue. Like Joakim Noah for the Bulls all those years.
Well, it's just you look at the draft selection, too, the number 2 pick, and you're like, well, fuck, man, we better at least get something for this. That's what I feel.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are scared of that, too. It's like we wasted a number 2 pick on Jabari Parker.
I think he'll go somewhere.
And we don't get anything back for him.
Because NBA draft season, you don't watch any college hoops. Most the average fan doesn't.
No, college hoops
sucks. But then, you see these mock drafts and the NBA draft combine, you start jerking off to the prospect names like, oh man, we could get Jabari Parker. We could get Andrew Wiggins. You fall in love with these guys before you even see them play.
He jerks off to stats.
Yeah, just Andrew Wiggins stats. Jabari Parker stats. But that's what people do. And then when they don't get their guy, they're like, they freak out. Yeah, they do. They don't actually jerk off, but they get all excited about
he goes to Pornhub
names.
And types in 20 PPG.
Hey, 40 dash bench press.
Bench press fetish.
But that's what people do. So then when you finally get your guy, you get Jabari Parker, you're like, man, he's going to be a superstar. And then when you get 2 torn ACLs and this and that, and it doesn't end up working out, you don't want him to just walk away in free agency, get absolutely nothing back. Because then you just wasted a number 2 draft pick. Like, you got to hit on picks 1 through 5. Like if somebody at 14 or 15 doesn't pan out, it's like, well, fuck.
Yeah, what's the big deal? Yeah, but one through five,
you're
yeah.
building for your future.
If you miss on those picks, it sets your franchise back.
That's why Sacramento sucks every single year. Because if they actually do hit on a pick like DeMarcus Cousins, you
they
know,
trade him for Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I mean, I can name. Like, think of franchise players that actually played for the Kings. DeMarcus Cousins, like Mitch Richmond in the 90s. And even he bolted for the Lakers. So you got to hit on those picks. And I feel like that's why everybody's so attached to Jabari. But I don't think there's a shot in hell that he's in.
I still want the Bucks to keep Jabari.
I think he's a bull. I think he goes to Chicago.
But he'll be good there.
Do you think so, though?
I think he'll have a nice career.
Yeah, that might be
but
a nice system
for
him,
are the Bucks
too.
The best fit for him?
Because Hoiberg will let him like hoist threes and average 22 a game, and he won't have to play a lick of defense. And they're going to be brutal anyway, the Bulls.
When the fuck are we going to trade Bledsoe to the fucking G League?
Who, are you,
who wants
say,
Bledsoe,
nobody's going to want Bledsoe.
No one wants
that's
him.
That's a thing.
He sucks.
Remember last
week? We ruined his value just like we ruined Greg Monroe's.
We had, on Chuck and Winkler, on the morning show, like at 9:30, when he was traded to the Bucks, we were all excited. Eric Bledsoe's here. We don't need Greg Monroe.
Can I tell
we
you
finally
a secret?
Have a point guard. In his first seven games, he looked awesome.
I wasn't that excited, but I...
You played it off as that?
I thought I was trying to fit in. I was looking at Twitter and it was pumped. So I'm like, all right, I'll just fucking fit in, I guess.
Yeah. I think with Bledsoe.
I don't do that like ever. I did it that day. I feel like an ass.
I like big name additions. I like a guy that could average 20 points per game, especially when, you know, you're not winning an NBA title because LeBron was still in the Eastern Conference at the time anyway. But the problem is you can't trade him anywhere because even though he's a pretty solid player, like scoring wise, he's not going to sell you any tickets. So even if he's already played in Phoenix, but even if you're like Detroit or somebody that's just going to blow, you don't even want him because nobody's going to give a shit and go pay $50 to watch Eric Bledsoe hoist threes.
No, people cancel their season.
You know
tickets.
What I mean? Like nobody cares. So he's not even a marketable bad player.
Like Blake Griffin.
Right. There's still like idiots out there that think Blake Griffin's a good basketball player and they'll go to Detroit and they'll watch him play because they've seen him on a commercial or seen him jump over a car or some stupid shit like that. But nobody cares about Eric Bledsoe. He's not in commercials. He seems like a really unlikable guy.
The next time they practice, I hope Thon Maker gives him a flying knee to the fucking jaw.
That was the best thing I've seen today.
Bye, boys.
See you, Bart.
See you, Bart. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Sorry about Chuck.
No,
that was actually the highlight of the show, I think, was Chuck coming in here. Anyway, so LeBron, he's in L.A. I wish when I saw that on Bovada, I think it got up to like plus 5,000 for LeBron's destinations that I'd fired. Because deep down, I knew that LeBron was either staying in Cleveland. I thought maybe there was a shot at that, even though the team was going to suck and just be like, you know what, I'm going to ride it out and be the good guy. Or I figured he'd go to L.A. because that's a good place, obviously, for him to raise his family. What I like is, and also at the end of this 4-year deal, his kid will probably be coming into the league. You know him and his kid are playing.
Oh, he wants
to
play with his son, of course.
So that's why he worked out that 4-year deal and not 5 or 6. But so no big surprise there for me. I just wish I would have made some money off of it. I was a little bit surprised that Paul George didn't go and play with LeBron. You know, a lot of guys, though, not a lot of guys, but there are guys out there that don't want to play basketball with LeBron that talk around the league. And when guys stop playing with LeBron, like Chris Bosh, he kind of changes your game. We talked about that on the last podcast.
Yeah, and Chris Bosh, though, there's reports now that he wants to come back and play. And the
you
Lakers
can't put him
are
out there, though. He'll die. Possibly.
And, possibly.
Well, there's like a 40-60 shot.
He's a very serious
even if it's 37
condition
day.
Where, yeah, you don't know if you want to play. Speaking about the Lakers, though, I had a good feeling LeBron was going to the Lakers. I always just thought that. But then part of me said, I don't know why he would go out west, but Lakers make sense for LeBron. You know, he's probably the most marketable player in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
Being Cleveland, he was one of the most marketable players. Now he's in L.A., the biggest market in sports, and he's going to be marketable. But he's on a roster that's not going to win a championship anytime soon. Kawhi Leonard, of course, we expect him, I would assume, to come over to the Lakers next season. But I won $25 with a bet with Chuck, so I'm happy I did pick the Lakers.
I can't wait to see where Kawhi ends up, and I can't wait to watch Kawhi play basketball.
Let me ask you
this. I feel like people hate him now.
Does Kawhi Leonard play a minute of basketball with the Spurs the next season?
No, absolutely
because
not.
I don't think he's going to play. I think he'll sit out.
And people are blaming Popovich for that. Popovich definitely didn't help the case, but Tony Parker fucked the future
of the
Spurs.
Dude, that is just the weirdest.
Just
isn't Kawhi Leonard just like the weirdest story in the NBA the last few years?
Yeah, because he was supposed to be this like humble, very quiet guy. He didn't really care about the money. He just wanted to hoop and win championships. And he probably still is like that. But when you're injured, only you know your injury. And it doesn't matter what a team doctor's saying. If you're going out there on the court and you're not going to be the best possible player because of an injury, then you sit out and you get healthy, especially when you got money coming up. And that's today's NBA for you. This isn't 1992. He's not fucking Bill Laimbeer. You know what I mean? And so that's just my point, though, man, is that even if those guys are saying that, say that in the locker room or say that in a team meeting, hey, why isn't this guy coming back? But when Tony Parker opened up his mouth and he said that to the media, you know, I know it's a painful injury. I dealt with it and I played through it. It's kind of like throwing your guy under the bus right there. And Kawhi,
no, that's exactly what it is.
Kawhi was like, well, that's the way you guys feel? See ya. I want out of here.
The Spurs are in trouble. I mean, they're going to be a bad basketball team moving forward.
Yeah, they're going to be like this same like Spurs team from the past 3 years. Like they signed Marco Bellinelli. Like that
yeah,
is
he's a nice
is
addition.
That not a typical Spurs player, though?
He played for the Spurs before.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I feel like...
It's a nice addition. It's not going to help them win championships. It's
then,
a nice addition,
And Rudy
addition,
Gay,
though.
Another like typical Spurs guy. So, I mean, they'll probably win like 47, 48 games. I could see them now at this point where they're at as a franchise being like the 5th, 6th, maybe 7th seed. Not winning a playoff series. And that's, I think, their future for the next couple of years. Unless they want to go like full tank. I mean, Popovich is leaving after this year anyway.
It's going to be a completely different
team in
a few years.
I think after that, you
just
blow it up because Tony Parker's like 50 years old. Pau Gasol is like 90 years old.
I think Tony's older than Pau at this point.
They're both like in
LaMarcus Aldridge is still there.
And the injuries that those guys deal with. Yeah, LaMarcus Aldridge is there, but he's going to be gone. He's going to want out of that situation. And anyway, he can't carry a franchise. He's proved that for the past decade.
Yeah, he was in Portland for those few years before Damian Lillard showed up.
So, yeah, I mean, in the Western Conference, though, I just think that, if anything, now the Warriors are just going to actually try during the regular season. They're going to win, like, 67 games. They're still going to be the team to beat. I still put Houston number 2 if they find a way to keep Capella. Then you got LeBron and the kids. I am kind of excited to watch Lonzo Ball and LeBron, how they're going to work together. If LeBron's going
to
play
more
off the ball.
LeBron and LeVar Ball at this point.
Oh, there will be no more LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball will not be able
to open. He can't talk.
LeBron will Mortal Kombat him. He'll rip his guts out and
he'll
show him.
He'll Thon Maker him.
Yeah.
Like what Thon Maker did today.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, man. That
Over
was pretty
FIBA.
Awesome. He was like the dude in Street Fighter. He just came out just throwing fucking kicks.
So other Western Conference teams, Houston, of course, they lost Trevor Ariza. He went to Phoenix. Phoenix building something nice with a bunch of young players.
Yeah, man, they're going to be fun to watch.
I mean, Devin Booker should re-sign with them for a max deal.
Yeah, he
DeAndre
will.
Ayton, of course, the first pick overall. Now they bring in Trevor Ariza. They got T.J. Warren there, a nice contract. I like that Phoenix Suns team. They lost Elfrid Payton, though, but a guy that can't shoot the ball from the outside. He went to New Orleans. Now you have to look at what they're going to do with DeMarcus Cousins. Will he be back? Will he be a Laker? The Denver Nuggets, they signed Nikola Jokic, one of the best young centers in the NBA, to a long-term deal, a max contract.
Yeah,
they're always
him.
Fun to watch. They have a nice little roster. I don't think they can compete for a championship, but they're a team that can give other teams fits. Minnesota Timberwolves, Tom Thibodeau, the Timber Bulls, I just say, they brought back Derrick Rose, and now they're in talks of signing Jimmy Butler to a max contract. So you have a lot of teams in the West with a lot of talent. It's just not enough talent to beat Golden State. I think the Warriors are still, without a doubt, hands down, the top team in the Western Conference. I don't see anybody dethroning them anytime soon. And now you look at the Eastern Conference, which we touched on this a little bit earlier in the podcast. I want to touch on a lot more right now. Who are the teams to beat in the East? You have a plethora of teams now that I think realistically can get to the Western Conference.
Yeah.
Boston's got to be considered the best team, but Philly's going to improve
right.
with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz. We don't know
Possibly
what he
Kawhi
can
Leonard.
Do. Possibly Kawhi Leonard. And then
I don't
also,
know what to give up.
You got to expect the Bucks to improve just from the fact that Giannis is there.
They have a real head coach.
They do have a real head coach. Indiana, the Pacers, they showed a lot of promise last season. They signed Doug McDermott. I don't know how much that will help them. But there's a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference. Toronto's still around, and now you see them in the playoffs for the first time without LeBron James in the Eastern Conference. What can they do? There's some teams in the East that can make some noise.
I think what did I call the weirdest deal before? I thought, what did I say was the most strange? Oh, Paul George back to Oklahoma
OKC,
City.
Yeah,
they went, you know, but the money makes sense. And him and Westbrook are boys. They really like playing together. So I actually understand that move. I just thought that he'd go for the big market. I just thought that that's what Paul George would want at this point in his career and to compete for a title. I just don't think he does that in Oklahoma City. But goddamn, do I hope that they do, because I love Westbrook. I like Paul George. I used to love Carmelo, but I don't think, I think they buy it. They find
they
a way.
They should buy him.
They're going to find a way. He's not going to be on that team because he's a bad example too for the younger
guys.
Well,
he's just got awful.
Because he plays no defense. And like, if you follow his like IG or his Twitter, he's hit this point right now where he just like doesn't give a fuck either. Like,
he's been like that the last few years of his career as well. I mean, Carmelo Anthony, there was a time where he was the best offensive player in the entire NBA. And there was also a time where he and the Nuggets were in the Western Conference Finals and he was D-ing up Kobe Bryant. So he proved that he could play defense when he wanted to. But man, just Carmelo Anthony is going to go down as a player that we can look back as kind of a disappointing career with the talent he had.
Yeah, yeah.
Being part of that 2003 draft, being
American.
One of the...
An Olympic hero. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's
but
okay.
He's never accomplished anything.
Never accomplished that in the NBA.
No.
But he will always say that him winning the gold medals over in the Olympics and the FIBA World Championships was his biggest accomplishment and the most important to him.
And I don't care about that because like you should win every gold medal because you're playing with NBA players.
Yeah.
Playing
right?
with maybe like against like, you know, like guys with like maybe one or two pros, like the Gasol brothers, but
they
other
should
than
never
that, guys,
lose.
Guys that are working like regular 9-to-5 jobs or playing overseas. And I love the game overseas, but it just played totally different. So disadvantage to those guys. But moving back to things that are relevant, I think the weirdest deal, okay, was DeAndre Jordan going to the Mavs. Now, that didn't surprise me at all because, remember, he was originally going to the Mavericks a few years back, but the Clippers thought they had a legitimate shot at winning the title with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. And so they all flew there. Remember? They, like, flew there or took a boat or some weird shit to meet him, and they all got emotional and started crying in the meeting. Doc Rivers was there. They brought him back. And then Mark Cuban was really pissed off about it. But they still wanted DeAndre Jordan. So that doesn't surprise me that he goes to Dallas. What surprises me, a one-year deal, $24 million, 1 year. That's what surprised me. I thought that DeAndre Jordan was going to want the years. Because he was in terrible shape last year, man. He got fat.
Yeah,
he
did.
So I thought he was just looking for this one big deal and going to kind of Dwight Howard it the rest of his career.
Maybe the thing was there were no teams that wanted to give him the long-term deal. So now he's in proven mode. You know, he has to prove that he can get that one last big contract. And centers in today's NBA, like DeAndre Jordan, they have no offensive game outside of 5 feet. They don't really exist to the point where they're getting those big contracts. You know, you have guys like Karl-Anthony Towns, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, all those big guys that can get out and shoot from deep. Joel Embiid can do that. Nikola Jokic can do that. DeAndre Jordan, what does he offer you offensively besides for lobs?
Alley-oops. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing, right?
Say,
so he's a great defensive center.
Watch, he'll end up shooting like 40% from three because that's what these fucking guys do now, these centers. Like, they develop a jump
I'll
shot
bet
literally.
You on that.
The, no, I won't actually take that. But
lately, he'll shoot
40%
from the free throw line and he'll shoot 60% from the field.
Probably.
That's what's going to happen.
That's more realistic. So the top free agents left right now are DeMarcus Cousins, who's an unrestricted free agent, and then Clint Capella is a restricted free agent. Houston's got to find a way to keep him. I'll just throw the money out there, just go well over the cap, I guess. But DeMarcus Cousins is interesting because I think him and Anthony Davis, well, I know they really get along. They like playing with each other, but do their games
Do they
fit?
Mesh?
Yeah, exactly. That's
I don't
what
know
saying.
If they do.
And does DeMarcus Cousins want to go to a bigger market? I would love to see LeBron and DeMarcus Cousins play together, like if they could play together. Because then you got a lot of guys that need the ball on that young Lakers team.
Well,
because
you what,
Lonzo Ball is going to want the ball in his hands. He's the playmaker. LeBron will be playing off the ball. And then you got DeMarcus Cousins. He's going to need his touches. And just like with their personalities, like LeBron wanting to be like a teacher, father figure, and DeMarcus Cousins just being like, I do whatever the fuck I want, when I want. I would love to see those guys together.
I got goosebumps thinking about that duo, LeBron and DeMarcus Cousins. LeBron James did say that DeMarcus Cousins is the best big man in the NBA, and I believe that too.
Hands
when
down.
His mind is right, he is the most dominant big man that the NBA has seen since, I think, Shaq, really? I mean, Tim Duncan you can throw in there as well, but I'm talking about just
most
pure
skilled,
dominance
yeah, I mean, he's...
on the low block. DeMarcus Cousins can get by any defender in the NBA in today's game, but it's only when his mind is right. And to have a guy like LeBron James, who's been there, done that, won championships, has the right mindset, I think he's the perfect guy to pair with DeMarcus Cousins. We'll see if that does happen. LA, of course, showing interest in DeMarcus Cousins, but you know, it's just you never know what's going to happen with free agency in the NBA. Of course, you know, LeBron going to the Lakers, all the stuff going on. Nerlens Noel is still out there. He's a center that's a pretty good defender. Of course, started his career at Philly. He's played some time in Dallas. He's a free agent. Just still a lot of guys out there.
Julius Randle's
still
out there.
Julius Randle's restricted free agent. He's talking with the Lakers. Marcus Smart, of course, too. Yeah.
He will not be in Boston, Marcus Smart. They're stocked up with guards right now, and they don't really need him at this point.
What's he looking for right now?
He's looking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's going to look for a big
deal. I like Marcus Smart. I like his game. He's a defensive specialist, not a great shooter, not a great scorer.
Kind of out of control at times.
Yeah. I like him, though.
He'll go somewhere like a Chicago, probably, or like somewhere that I don't think they're ready to compete, and he'll probably be a starting point guard.
You got to look at teams, too, that have the money to bring these guys in, because there's a lot of teams that are over the cap that can't even afford to sign free agents right now.
Hey, how about Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, where's he going
to
go?
Because I don't think he's going back to L.A. unless this was like this big plan that they had all along to keep him and LeBron together. LeBron's like, all right, I'm going to trade you. Go get healthy because your hip is shit and you can barely move.
Funny thing is, too, LeBron facilitated the trade to get Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance out of L.A.
He's like, I don't want to play with you guys next year, so you're going to go to Cleveland. Yeah, that was a great move. That was a great move. It's too bad he couldn't have brought Kevin Love, because now I feel bad for Kevin Love. Although, do I? Because I hope Cleveland keeps Kevin Love and we see like Minnesota Kevin Love again, like 26 points per game and like 20 boards.
While they finish with 25 wins.
Yeah, whatever. But at least we get to see like Kevin Love. Can he still be a dominant player? Because I'm not going to say he was a bust. He won an NBA title and he was a serviceable player. But I thought, man, that he was going to be just a force. But LeBron kind of changed his game a little bit. He wanted him to bang in the paint and... Not really Kevin Love's game. He's more of like a pick-and-pop guy. But I'm excited for this NBA season, although I already know the NBA Finals. It'll be Golden State, and it'll be Boston. And I think Golden State probably wins once again this year, and then Boston takes over for the next couple. I hate to say that. I'd love to see the Bucks in conversation. But, I mean, you're probably going to get worse this offseason, let's face it. Maybe better because you have an actual head coach, but... I mean, you're going to lose the guy that you used a number two pick on. You're going to lose Jabari Parker. And, I mean, you just look at the roster. You're bringing back the same team
last
year.
They added Ersan.
But without...
That's more shooting outside. You have to
expect... He's a nice pickup.
He is a nice pickup. He's a decent player. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Ersan Ilyasova. He's a very serviceable NBA player. That's why he's been around for so long. He can shoot from the outside. He's kind of gritty. Decent defender. And then Giannis is going to get better, of course. We know that. Most improved player 2 years ago. I mean...
I think they'll finish with a better record. I just don't know that they're a better team, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I still don't know if they win a playoff series this year. I'd like to say so, but I don't even know who the hell's going to be on the team.
Who's going to be the starting lineup? I mean, right now, you got to expect it to be...
I'm guessing it's going to be the same starting lineup as last year.
Or Eric Bledsoe at the one.
Yep.
Tony Snell's going to start the two.
There's no way you could roll Tony Snell back in that starting lineup. I think he will be better under Budenholzer. I think maybe he could get more out of him. I don't know, man. I mean, he's never really panned out. I never really saw him much when he was with the Bulls. Like, he would show flashes for like a week straight, and then he would just go back to like disappearing. Solid defender. He's like a guy I'd want on a championship contender. Like,
if I'm like the
Spurs or the Warriors, I'll play him 12 to 15 minutes per night and put him on your best score. He's a good defender.
2 years ago, he had a good season. That's how he got that contract with the Bucks.
Yeah.
And then last year, he hit a three ball.
No, that's the problem. I mean, he gives you all effort, man. And he's a great team player. He's a good guy. He's a guy you want in your locker room. But goddamn, when he's off, he is off. But he's a lengthy defender, and I think that's why coaches like him. He brings you size. He's tall. He's somewhat athletic. But, yeah, I don't think you could roll him in that starting lineup and expect to win 50 games in a head to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And if you had to pick your top five teams in the East right now, who are they?
Boston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, I'm going to say.
Toronto and Indiana?
Toronto and Indiana, yeah. I guess I'll go there. Because, yeah. I mean, there might be like a surprise team, but I think those are the top teams right now. Absolutely. The Cavs may finish with 15 wins this season.
May.
Like, maybe.
Maybe 15.
I don't know. That team is going to be a mess.
That's like your expansion team on NBA 2K18.
Yeah. So if you're a fan in Cleveland, do you hate LeBron or are you just so happy with...
I don't think they have any reason to hate LeBron. He came back. He won Cleveland a championship, their only NBA championship. He made Cleveland relevant. He put them on the map.
Right. So you have to love him forever, right?
And you just see the video one fan put out yesterday? They lay LeBron's jersey down.
Did they burn it?
They did not burn it. They put... something like, thank you, LeBron. Appreciate LeBron. Love you for life. It was something like that. So showing their respects to LeBron James, not burning it. And by the way, if you're going to burn a jersey, you're just an idiot. Like, it's just a waste of money, man.
I'd probably hate him if I lived in Cleveland.
Why, though?
I don't know, man. I hated Brett Favre.
Yeah? when he went to Minnesota. That's a little bit different.
No. When he went to Minnesota, I hated him. When he went to New York, I liked him. I rooted for him. And he was in the AFC, and I was like, you know what? I think the guy could still play. I mean, he just come off an NFC championship game. I mean, they should have won, but he kind of fucked up. And I didn't like him with Minnesota, obviously, but did appreciate him with the Jets. And he was brutal, so it kind of, you know, I didn't really. It made me really appreciate
as long
where
as
we were heading.
Win anything,
the direction
right?
we were heading with Aaron Rodgers
yeah.
became a little bit more clear, and I was happy. But then, man, he was really good this season in Minnesota before the NFC Championship with the unnecessary interception. But back to hoops, yeah. I don't know if there's going to be anything else that really surprised me this offseason, except for when Kawhi Leonard finally.
Yeah, I'm on Kawhi watch and DeMarcus watch.
Yeah.
See where those two guys go.
That's really all I care. I mean,
anybody
I don't really care
else?
Where Marcus Smart goes. And
Jabari,
of course. Yeah.
Obviously Jabari.
But, like, you know, everybody else, there's some nice pieces out there. But I don't really
I don't care about Rodney Hood.
Yeah, I don't care
what
he does.
Rajon Rondo does.
The fact that teams watched Rodney Hood play basketball all of last season and are still going to offer him that kind of money just shows, man, that, like, it sucks being in basketball hell. Because if you're not going to land LeBron, you're not going to land Paul George, and you're not going to land DeMarcus Cousins, that's, like, the options that you have left. Guys like Rodney Hood and Marcus Smart are going to be, like, the centerpiece of your franchise. You're going to overpay because you got to spend the money or you can't save it, unfortunately. You got to spend the money. And so you got to throw it out there. You got to try to bring fans in attendance and fill your seats so you bring in guys that just, you know, aren't going to pan out. Like the Bulls did with Carlos Boozer.
Yeah. But what? Because he was like their second option.
They missed out on LeBron. They missed out on
Bosh.
And so you're like, fuck it. Let's bring
in
Boozer.
So what do you do in that situation then? Do you just like not go after Marcus Smart, Rodney Hood?
Do
you just give Rajon Rondo a one-year, $25 million deal? And just say we're going to throw
in a towel
this year?
You got to go after these guys. I mean, look what Oladipo did with Indiana. He didn't look very hot in Oklahoma City. Okay, in Orlando, you saw some good flashes of him. You were just like, well, he's on a crappy team and he's young.
He was a second overall pick, too.
Oklahoma City, he just didn't fit in. And it's tough to fit in when you're a guard playing with another ball-dominant guard like Russell Westbrook. But in Indiana last year, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Most improved player. He could be an MVP candidate here in a couple of years. So that's why I guess you give a shot to a guy like Rodney Hood. I mean, you weren't in the best of situations. You were in Utah. You were playing with Hayward. You were playing with, I mean, you know, you had pretty good depth in Utah when he was there. And then you go and you play with the Cavs. You weren't a good fit with LeBron. And you just kind of found yourself at the end of the bench, not being able to find the court, even in the NBA playoffs. So I think you give him a shot because maybe he'll pan out. I mean, he could knock down shots. And you need to fill your roster somehow. You can't just bring guys up from the D-League. So you got to give it your best shot to win ball games. Or if you're going to tank. So I think that that's what you do is you just bring in the best available options. But it just sucks when your best available options are Marcus Smart and these sort of guys because then you just know you're headed for basketball hell.
And that's the worst place to be
but
when
that's,
you're trying to build a basketball
And that's
team.
What's good for the Bucks though. Even if you don't hit on big free agents, you have a superstar. So while you may not go to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, you're on the right track for 5 years. You just got to keep Giannis happy. So you at least got to make attempts to bring in free agents. And you'll have another shot here in a couple of years.
Well,
maybe you could bring Kyrie Irving in.
Still,
I doubt it because I think he's going to New York.
I think he's going to New York still as well. There's still some free agents available. We touched on a few of them. Tyreek Evans, I know he's talking with the Lakers today.
And guys are going to want to play with Giannis, especially after another year.
You would think so.
I think he's only going to be – there's a chance he averages 30 this year.
Do guys want to play in Milwaukee?
Well,
that's
no, probably not.
No. Who wants to play in Milwaukee?
But okay.
It's cold.
But, I mean, do guys want to play in Oklahoma City?
Well, yeah, but you have Russell Westbrook and Paul George there.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, is you only had Russell Westbrook guaranteed, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And old and fat Carmelo Anthony. And Paul George chose to play with a guy that he likes playing with and a guy that he's buddies with. So Giannis, all-star break this year.
How about Michael Beasley?
Do some recruiting.
In a return to Milwaukee.
No, absolutely not. No Michael
Why
Beasley.
Not?
Because he blew me off when I tried to interview him in the locker room.
Oh, did he really? That's shitty of him.
Well, he got lit up. And yeah, he wasn't having it. So no Michael Beasley. Plus, no, I mean, what's that going to win you? Maybe a game or two more in the regular season?
How about Jaleel Okafor?
No, absolutely not. No. DeMarcus Cousins, there you go.
Yeah, that's who the Bucks need. But, of course, they don't have the money for that. No. Man.
Anything else you wanted to hit on? Oh, we got to do really quick.
Yeah, what's that?
We got to do. We're not. I don't want. We don't have time for top 10 movies.
No.
And we're not going to have a podcast on Wednesday because we're busy. All the guys are taking vacation, so we're filling in. So let's do top 5. You got to give me your top 5.
Top 5 movies right now?
Of all time.
I didn't even write these down.
All right, just give me.
All right, Jaws is okay. On there.
Okay.
The Departed.
Okay.
The Bourne movies.
Okay. That counts as one.
Yes, that counts as one. I'm not counting all 3 of them.
That's finding a loophole in here.
Yeah, I would have to Star Wars.
Okay.
And then, jeez. Oh,
Real Steel.
No, Real Steel doesn't even make my top 100. I just like the movie.
Okay. It's a good popcorn movie for you.
Probably Field of Dreams.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
It hits home, man.
All right, so that's Cody's list. I'll give mine next time.
We'll do. I'll finish out my top 5, going to top 10.
There you go.
And you'll give your whole top 10. So, do you hate me as much now after hearing my top 5 movies?
No, not as bad as I thought. Okay. I thought it was going to be like RoboCop 2 or the RoboCop remake or something like that.
I just like Real Steel, man.
I thought maybe you would have like Avatar in there.
No, hell no. Horrible movie.
That movie is really bad.
It's bad.
And they're making a fucking sequel, and it's taken like 20 years to make. So, like, who gives a shit anymore? You know? And it was
like, really making a sequel to Avatar?
Yeah, they've been making it for like 20 years.
What is there to tell?
They've changed the release date.
Isn't the story over? Didn't it finish?
See, it was like cool when it first came out because like the way that they filmed it, every other movie wasn't doing it yet. But now, I mean, any movie you go see, you got CGI and special effects. So James Cameron, it's like, isn't as special anymore. You know, it was cool when he was making like T2 and stuff like that because you didn't see things like that on the big
screen. T2 is a good movie too. That might be in my top 10.
I was say, you could throw that in there. Yeah. T2 is way better than Field of Dreams.
T2 is the best action movie I've ever seen.
I'll give you that. T2 is fucking awesome.
Field of Dreams, I put it in there. That's hits home, you know.
Yeah.
It's close to home.
Yep. Yeah, I'll give my list next time. Okay. Let's get out of here. I got
soccer to bet on. That's next up, NBA Free Agency Talk. That's Ryan Horvath. I'm Cody Grant. This is Off the Rails, episode 2. Catch us next time.